Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A look at the latest data compiled by Johns Hopkins University show more than 34 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide over the past 4 weeks. 3.2 million of those in the U.S., where more than 17,000 people have died. Health officials in Mississippi say they're seeing a spike in cases among young adults and children. In the past 4 weeks, people between the ages of 25 and 49 made up 14% of COVID deaths in the state. Elsewhere in the South, Jacksonville, Florida has been one of the hot zones. Dr. Rogers Kane says getting people vaccinated has been an issue.
The 50 to 65 did pretty good in getting their vaccinations. The more resistant ones are the ones under the age of 50.
And in Foley, Alabama, a federal team of healthcare workers has been deployed to the South Baldwin Regional Medical Center as it deals with the crush of COVID-19 patients. The Department of Health and Human Services has sent similar teams to Louisiana and Mississippi. The resurgence of cases is taking a toll on President Biden's job approval. A poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 54% of respondents approve of his handling of the pandemic, down from 66% last month.
You are good.
Finally, San Francisco has become the first major city in the U.S. to require proof of full vaccination for people to dine inside restaurants, work out in gyms, or attend indoor concerts. Pete Sicknick of Water Bar and Epic Steak Restaurants says his employees are feeling very good about the mandate.
This is really meant to protect their health and their safety and their well-being.
He says he is expecting a little bit of angst and pushback from customers, but Adrian Tong is fine with it.
It makes me feel more confident and comfortable and safe.
As is Yosef Tabatov.
The faster that we can get to some semblance of normalcy, the better.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.